I'm not a the owner of a service station, but I've got a son.
It's the owner, an operator. Okay. Operator.
Now, what do you call the center of a cherry? The heart.
The heart and the seed.
All right. Is that the same thing?
The heart? No. The heart's the heart. That's the meat part around the seed.
I see. I see. The heart is the meat, and the seed is the hard part.
Yeah.
All right. And the center of a peach.
The center part of it is, of course, the seed's in there, but. Yeah. The meat's around the seed.
Yeah, I see. Now, a peach that separates easily from the
they're
seed.
They're open stone.
And the kind that doesn't separate.
They're clings.
And the center of an apple.
Is the core.
And the pieces of dried apple, do you have any special name for that?
This dried fruit.
And nuts that grow underground.
Do what?
Nuts. These are nuts that grow underground.
Oh, peanuts?
Yeah. Do you call them anything?
Goobers.
Okay. And then, this is the kind of nut that grows. Well, I think there are a whole bunch of them right up here off, when you turn off the 411 to come down the road to Glenwood. There are these trees on both sides of the road. They have great big green pods. That's a nut, has a nut. But the nut grows in a big green kind of spongy pod.
Well, it could be a walnut or a hickory nut.
Okay, now the walnut, the outside, what do you call that green outside cover?
I'd call it the hull.
And then the hard part that you might have to break with a hammer.
Well, it's still called the hull, I reckon. I don't know.
Okay. And then some other kinds of nuts that are used for cooking besides walnuts.
Pecans.
And how about the ones that are, they don't grow them around here, but they're kind of shaped like your arm. Now, they're white. Women sometimes use them for cooking and.
I can't call the same that.
Oh, would you call them almonds or almonds?
Almonds, yeah. And there's another. The monkeys play with, you know, what is it called? Coconut.
Oh, yeah, those big ones.
Yeah, big coconut. That's what I was trying to think.
And this fruit that grows in Florida,
oranges and banana.
Yeah. Now, okay. Now we're talking about oranges, and you'd say I have to go to the store and buy some because I went out in the kitchen and the oranges are
gone, all used up.
Okay. And these little vegetables that about this big and they're ready to go underground.